won't back down.
Okay, it is time. It's time to declare yourself, time to go on the record, on tape, on national TV. Paul, you first. Who plays in and who wins the two conference finals? Then who wins the NBA finals?
In the East, I got the obvious Celtics versus Philadelphia 76ers. I think there's a path for them. They've been playing well. I got Celtics in six. And in the Western Conference, I got Dallas versus Denver. Ooh. I think Luka Doncic is going to be out to prove something in these playoffs. Kyrie is playing great. That's going under the radar, I believe, the way their chemistry has come together. But ultimately, I got Denver in six to play the Celtics in the finals.
Celtics Sixers in the East. I got the Celtics coming out in about six, maybe seven. And then in the West, I got the Lakers, the obvious. And then I'm going to take the Clippers.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Clippers. I'm not
Who's going to win that? Lakers to the finals?
Lakers to the finals against the Celtics. And then I got the Lakers beat the Celtics in seven.
So what you're saying is, if this happens, Key, do you know the GOAT conversations we're going to have about LeBron?
Against I don't care about all that.
seven-and-a-half-point underdog in the first game, he carries this team all the way to the finals.
I'm just telling you, Skip opened up the show saying the basketball gods, one of his worst nightmares, Skip's worst nightmare, is that the basketball gods may have touched LeBron. May have touched him. You may not want to hear that. Because the Celtics won't get that.
I mean, they touched him when he was born. I mean, he got all the physical tools and gifts.
Yeah, but they touched him again, though. They come back, they get ready to remake this.
All right.
That just hurts your soul to even think that way.
No, I didn't. I said if they win it this year, he'll be the undisputed GOAT. I mean, I have no problem saying that.
Okay. All right. Before I make my picks, I want to talk about your Celtics. And I want to talk about why they trouble me. Because I did not see this coming. They took by far the most three-point shots in basketball. They made them because they took the most.
Take the most.
I mean, obviously. So they took 43 a game. That's like mind-blowing to me.
All right, what's the percentage? What's their percentage?
Okay, they were second in the league barely to Oklahoma City in three-point percentage, 38.8. That's pretty good.
All right, that's really good.
Okay, so that meant you made 17 of those a game, okay?
That's really good.
That's pretty good. That's better than Golden State's 15 a game, okay?
That's actually great.
All right. So you wound up first in offense and third in defense. That'll work, man. That's recipe for championship right
there.
And yet, I just never trust a team that clearly lives and dies by the three. You just do. And you have lived all year by the three. But if you go cold for a game or two, you can get in big trouble fast. And once a team, as you know, in a playoff series goes cold, it gets contagious cold where nobody can make a shot. And then the media makes a huge issue out of it, and it just tears a team apart.
Skip, this is not the Houston Rockets.
Okay. No, it's not.
This is not the Houston Rockets with James Harden, a team that missed 27 in a row threes.
Yeah.
This is not that.
All right.
This is not that. This you might not ever see that happen again.
All right.
This is not going to happen.
So I'm looking at your two stars, your two, as you call them, young stars, even though they played 8 years of pro basketball.
You know,
right?
They're young. Still young. They're prime.
All right. Jason Tatum. I look at his postseason numbers.
All right.
And he's a career in the playoffs, 36% three-point shooter, which is
solid.
And his running mate, Jaylen Brown, is also a career playoff 36%. It's solid.
Yeah.
But you know and I know, both those guys have the propensity to go 2-for-11 because this happened quite a bit where all of a sudden
Steph
I look
go
up.
Sometimes
he does. Right. But I've seen Jason and Jaylen go 2-for-11 a lot more than I've seen Steph. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, when you least expect it, they're not there. Are you sure? Are you sure that they have arrived? Or have they gotten over the hump?
Game 7 last year versus the Heat, Jason Tatum sprained his ankle on the first play of the game.
Oh, so he sprained his ankle. Mm-hmm.
It was clear. He turned. He tried to suck it up.
He hurt himself. Got it.
Okay. It's tough. So now they got some insurance.
He can hurt himself, but nobody else can.
Just like a car. When you crash it, you get insurance. And you know what? That insurance is in the form of Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. So now, if Jason's like, let's say Jason Tatum do go 2-for-11. We got insurance now. Mm. And do you believe in Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis on based on what they've done this year? So it's no pressure for Jason Tatum or Jalen Brown to play great. But last year, they both had to play great. For the most part, they played great all the time because they're superstars. They're first and second team superstars who play great all the time. You don't get to that level without doing that.
You're going to apply the regular season to the Celtics, but no one else.
All right.
I'm just checking it out. I'm just saying, you say the regular season is different than the playoffs is what you told me. I'm just saying.
This is when the cream of the crop rises.
Okay.
And now we got insurance with our cream of the crop. So on nights where Jason's shot isn't falling, on nights when Jalen Brown's shot isn't falling, you wouldn't want a Kristaps Porzingis insurance?
Have you seen Porzingis insurance in the postseason?
I've seen Drew Holiday's insurance.
You got one insurance, you got two.
Derek White there to have your back, to give you a put back like when you need it most.
Okay.
So that's why I'm confident more so this year than last year, because all the pressure isn't on them to play well every night. Mm. If they don't shoot well and they do other things that are part of the game, rebound, defend, make the right plays, I still, on nights where they don't play well, they can win. And they've shown that all year long. Mm. So that's why.
How though, Paul, but you apply. You funny, man. You worse than Michael Irvin with the Cowboys, man. You're worse than Mike with the Cowboys because you're applying. They can do all of this in the regular season. They're going to carry it over to the postseason. But as soon as we say something about another team's players being able to do the same thing, you go to chuckling and laughing.
You're telling me something about Porzingis.
What has Porzingis done in the postseason that make you feel like he can take up the slack that Jason Tatum and Brown may not be?
I don't need him to be great. Everybody don't have to be great. If your third option is Porzingis, I feel comfortable right there. I'm feeling comfortable because on any given night, he can be your best player on the court. And you've seen that. He can go for 30. If Jason's 2-for-11, like Skip said.
We're talking about the postseason, though, now. Exactly.
They take pressure.
So what I'm saying, they take
pressure off of each other. That's what makes their starting five so good. Skip, you said the Denver Nuggets has the best starting five.
I don't think so.
No. So you think that Porzingis' regular season could carry over to the postseason?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Has it ever?
But that's what I'm trying to get him to tell me. Because I ain't never seen it.
I haven't either.
Well, think about this. He's had to be the first or second best player on a lot of his teams. There's no pressure for him to do that this time. Mm. There's no pressure. So if he goes out there.
Well, that is pressure if you got to go from the third to the one because the other one and the two ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. That now you forced to be the one. That's pressure. You're now going.
He just got to go out there and do his job. Defend. Take advantage of mismatches.
But when has he ever done that?
Knock down shots.
But when has he ever done it in the postseason? All I'm doing is turning the mirror to you. I want you to look in the mirror because this is what you've been telling me. You've been selling me on this. I want you to now look in the mirror and let it reflect back to you of the things that you said about the other teams.
What did I say?
You said that it's the regular season, the things that they did in the regular season, they can't carry into the postseason because they've never done it before. This is what you said. You said it about D'Lo. You said it about Austin Reeves. I'm just trying to understand.
I'm going off what I've seen from them, though. I'm going off what I've seen when I talk about the layered role players. Which role players would you rather have?
But see, Paul. Okay, let me slow it down real quick for you. You saying you're going off what you've seen them do. Yeah. And I'm going off what I've seen Porzingis do.
The reason I'm saying I'm going off what I've seen them do because they have had no success versus Denver. Now, I'm talking about the Celtics who've been to multiple conference finals, who've been to the finals, who've added more pieces.
But those pieces that you added outside of Drew Holiday, which wasn't a scoring machine, but at times he made big plays on the offensive end for Milwaukee, and obviously he was the defender.
Yeah, we've never seen Porzingis shine in a
playoff. Okay, that's all I wanted you to say.
I'm done.
I got what I needed out of you.
I'll
rest my case.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, quick point of order. When you talk about Michael and the Cowboys, at least he's talking about a real team. Michael's not talking about a real team, right? Okay, at least he has a legit squad.
Why did I even mention the damn Cowboys?
Well, I don't know why, because they didn't deserve it. Okay, I'm also going to pick Celtics over Sixers in the conference finals. But I got to tell you, the Sixers are serious business for you if Joel, the only reason I believe you can win a game seven against the Sixers, yes, I do. It's going to go seven.
No.
And the only way you're going to win game seven, the only way you're going to win game seven is if Joel suddenly wakes up with an upset stomach or he's got, you know,
he had an upset stomach. So he had an upset stomach last year?
Yeah.
He was sick last year?
Yeah.
So he always has that.
He had a knee. Remember, he was wearing a giant knee brace.
He got a knee this year. So what changes?
But this was a different, see, this is nothing with you, Paul.
Nothing changes, guys.
This is a different year for the Celtics, but nobody else. This is a different year. This is a different year for the Celtics, but nobody else can have a different year except the Celtics. That's what you're telling me, because this ain't even the same team as Philly. It's a different team.
So what's different?
Different coach, different team.
What's different about Joel Embiid? He's still got the knee issue.
Okay, but he doesn't have to worry about James Harden. That's a big...
James Harden gave him two 40-point games.
Yeah, and then what? What happened the last three games? You want to talk about disappearing act? It was horrendous what happened the last three games.
Celtics is... Man,
you said something else.
Hey, Paul, you guys don't have an answer for that 7-foot monster in Philadelphia.
No,
you
got Porzingis.
Yes, we do. We got Al Horford. Al Horford. We know the defensive job he does. Yeah. Joel Embiid lit old Al Horford.
What is he now? Wait, is Al 51 or 52 now?
Yeah, it don't matter how old. He got Joel Embiid number.
He I know.
He got Joel Embiid number.
Al should be up here with us.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, should be. So Al, you're welcome. Come on in. We'd love to have you.
Whatever.
Yeah. What's Al, about 6'9"? He's got no chance.
It don't matter. He's done a great job over the years.
But the thing that's going to be a problem.
Joel Embiid has Al Horfordsitis.
If that's what you feel.
I'm trying to tell you.
The problem that you're going to have is they won't see the Celtics until the final. That's a month and some change from now.
And y'all got confidence that Joel's knee is going to hold up to then?
Well, you confident in that?
I got
to be confident in it.
I'm not.
I got to be confident in it.
You should be happy about that.
You're not confident in that.
Okay. I got to be confident in it.
I'm just saying, in that playing game, he looked winded. He looked tired.
He just got back.
So he going to make it through. And I think they will make it through the conference finals. Because when I look at the East, it's just... It's just a glaring weaknesses in
He did just get back. Am I correct, Paul?
Yeah, he's been back for about 3 weeks.
Okay, so if you add the 3 weeks on to the month and a half or so, whenever the final is, I guess it's about a month and a half, add that on to it. That's all I'm saying to you, coach.
So he'll be in better shape. Or he'll be tired with a worn down knee.
Chances are he's going to be in better condition.
And meet wear and tear.
And even in bad condition, he still was able to get down in the fourth quarter.
Which one is it going to be when he played Boston? A worn down knee or an upset stomach?
Tummy ache, probably. It's always something.
It's always something.
You better hope it's always something. Because you want to talk about X factors? He is the biggest X factor in the East right now. Is whether he can stay afloat. Because if he does, you guys are in trouble.
You don't believe he can stay afloat.
I don't. But the other night, he was as sorry as he could ever look until the last 3 minutes of the game, and then he just took it over. He scored
open like this. I mean, come on, they playing.
You hope that they not going to do that. That's what you hope. You hope that.
Now, listen.
And even if they got out to him, who's going to get out there?
He's a dominant force. I get it. He's great all around the board. He was on pace to win MVP this year.
Yeah,
he had the Sixers number two in the East. I get all that. They're 32-8.
If he stays healthy, he's the MVP.
I don't know. It depends on his team's record if they can keep up the pace. I mean, he was certainly on pace for it. I will give him that.
Okay, so if he was on pace for it, he was playing like an MVP.
Okay.
So you told me yesterday or the other day.
So in saying those things, listen, though. He was playing like an MVP this year.
Mm-hmm.
Team 32-8 around that when he – number two in the East.
No, he was. No.
Yeah. So last year he was the MVP.
Yes.
Against the Celtics.
Yes.
So what changes? He was going to be the MVP. If he was the MVP this year, he was the MVP
last year. As I said before,
Celtics have their number.
The Celtics are.
Do you believe that the Sixers are better this year?
Okay, yeah. Because what'd you tell me yesterday? Who'd you tell me the coach is of the Sixers this year? Right.
Seventh seed is better this year.
You got a better coach. I know you love Doc, but Nick Nurse is really good.
Nick Nurse is really good.
Well, he is.
I love Nick Nurse. I mean, but.
It's a different team.
I'm saying, what makes them better this year? Less you add Maxey got better. Okay. Could be in line for in most improved player. He was an all-star. I love what he brings to the game. But last year you had Harden and Maxey. So when Harden didn't play well, you had Maxey that can come in and take up the slack. Harden's gone. You take that X factor act. Now it's just him. Now he's forced to play well every night. And you're confident in that.
Why
in
you be?
A conference finals.
Why wouldn't you be? You apply everything to the Celtics, but can't apply nothing to nobody else. I don't get that.
I'm just saying, what changes? What made them better?
Yeah, everything's different
about
them.
I mean, Kelly Oubre is there. I love him.
I do, too.
That's what I say. Everything is different.
And you can laugh at Nick Batum all you want to, but when it's time, he will play defense and he'll score buckets.
Who did Nick Batum have to guard last game? Tyler Hero?
Well, he blocked a shot and saved the game, yeah.
9 for 27?
Yeah. But Tyler Hero in the fourth.
Who's he going to have to guard? Are you confident in an old Batum guarding a young Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? Is that a great matchup?
For maybe 15
minutes. Batum is old, but Al Horford isn't. That's what I'm talking about with you.
He is old, but if you look at the history of him and Embiid, he generally plays well or guards him well.
Okay.
You're confident Batum guarding Tatum for a 7-game series or Jaylen Brown. Or even let's put him on Drew Holiday or Derek White. Peyton Pritchard.
All right, so I'm going to sum my side of this up. I've liked this Lakers squad from the start. From day one, I picked them to go all the way and get to the finals against your Celtics. And I believe they can beat your Celtics because I just think they're better than the Celtics. Anthony Davis on any given night can be the best player in this league, and you know it. And I think he's about to go on a playoff run because he's shown me that all year long. Okay? So that's what's about to happen.
Oh, man. This I don't know, Skip. I mean, out of those 82 games, how many games would you say that you see Anthony Davis is probably the best player in the league? I'll say about 15.
Okay. All right. Well, that's about all it takes in the playoffs. About 15 wins, and you're pretty good, right?
15 in a row?
Yeah.
What about 15 in a row?
Mavs and Clippers, game one Sunday here in L.A., 3:30 Eastern. Mavericks favored by 1.5 in game one, favored to win the series. So, Keyshawn, the closet Clipper fan that you are, you riding with your Clippers against Luka and Kyrie?
I am. I'm riding with the Clips for now. Because, again, when you have a personal interest invested in the four guys that are from California, you feel good about letting them try to advance as far as they can. Now, as far as the organization go with the Clippers, I don't care if they win a championship because it won't mean anything. Yeah. It means more to those four guys that haven't gotten a ring outside of Kawhi got his.
So you feel kind of a brotherhood with those guys?
Yeah. I want Brody, I want Brooke to get his, Paul to get his, and James to get his. I know Kawhi has gotten a couple already, but not in L.A.
And they're all Southern California.
Guys. So you just feel a certain way. Now, look, I know y'all like Luka. We all like Luka. One of the best to do it so far as a young kid. Kyrie is magical. One of the best to ever do it.
That's ball a handle good word. Skills. He is magical.
Ball handle skills is ridiculous.
Yep.
But I feel like the Clippers are the overall better team if there's a Kawhi Leonard on the floor. But I still feel like if for whatever reason he's not available to them, they still got enough. A couple years ago, Paul George took them all the way down to the Western Conference Final on his back. There was no Westbrook. There was no James Harden on the team. Mm-mm. So now you match all that up with Ty Lue, considered one of the top three coaches in the NBA right now, on X's and O's and motivation and everything else, that they'll have a strong chance, and I believe they can beat the Mavs, and they will beat the Mavs without a Kawhi. I get it. Luka and Kyrie together score 80 points. I get all that. And we love him. He shoots. He's big. He can dribble. He can dish. I understand all that. But in the end, they don't have enough horses for me. You know, it just feels that way. It feels that way to me. I'm taking the Clips, no question about it.
I would have had a different answer, but, I don't agree with you, Key.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think Kawhi is a big loss. I mean, this is your main guy.
I didn't say it wasn't big.
This is a huge loss to them. And it just feels like every year when you have high hopes for the Clippers, something happens. And it's been going on, you know, even before the Kawhi Leonard era.
When they played at the sports arena.
the Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, just seems like something every year. Like there's a dark cloud hanging over the Los Angeles Clipper while they're in the Staples. Now, maybe when they move to the Intuit Center, you know, things have changed. But with Kawhi going down now, this puts more pressure on James Harden.
Yeah.
You know, before I thought this was the perfect idea situation for James. He's not in no number one or two position like he was in Houston and Philadelphia, where he was asked to be like the number two guy. And, you know, when things don't go well for the number one option, backup was number two when James went for 40 points against the Celtics in two of the games. So now we get to the Clippers to where he's the third option. I was like, okay, this is a great role. This is a perfect opportunity to not have any pressure on him. He doesn't have to come up with 40 points every night. You know, he plays his role. If he got 15 to 16 points, 8 to 9 assists a night, that's good enough for them to win. But now you put him in a situation to where he goes back to the number two guy. I'm just not comfortable with him at this age.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
To rely on him versus a Luka and Kyrie tandem to where you're like, all right, James, we need you to go back to James Harden of old. I don't think he's capable of that every night. And in saying so, you know, Westbrook is not going to be the Westbrook of old. You know, these guys are up there in age. You know, these guys, they're 30-plus years old, and you're asking them to be who they were. Now, can Paul George do it night in and night out? Maybe, maybe not. He's had his moments where things don't go well for him. But all in all, I just think the way Luka and Kyrie are playing right now, they're one of the hottest teams in the league. Luka arguably is the best player in the league, arguably. He could win MVP this year. If he got it this year, would I be mad? No. Mm-hmm. I mean, the numbers speak for itself. He's third, leading the league in scoring, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Kyrie has flown under the radar. He didn't make the All-Star team.
No.
He didn't make the Olympic team. So I really believe that there's something he's out to prove this year. And I think this year he has a legacy on the line. A lot he's been written off because of the things he's done in Brooklyn and the things he said and how it ended in Boston.
Yeah.
And I think Kyrie is more locked in than ever.
I agree.
If he goes out here and they win the championship, he has the most to gain legacy-wise. He's lost his shoe with Nike. You know, so many things have happened to him. He's just flown under the radar.
Yep.
In essence, he's had a great year.
Yep. Yes.
And so I'm actually pulling for Dallas. I think they'll win this series. I think they'll get to the conference finals. Some things have to happen if they play Denver that go their way. But they're a championship team. And I've always said that Luka get him a running mate, he can have a chance. Because I've seen the things he's done in the playoffs and with no one. And now he has a running mate, and they can make a serious run.
All right. So I told Keyshawn from the start, your Clippers will go as far as Kawhi carries them. And now I'm told he is definitely out for game one. Mm-hmm. He will play in game two.
Really?
But he has a weird swelling in his knee that the Clipper doctors cannot figure out. At first, there was some thought about, did he get it infected? But it happened in a March 29th game at Orlando, in which Kawhi had 29 and 11 rebounds with 4 steals and 2 blocks. And after the game, he said, I got a knee issue. I got something going on here, and it started to swell. Now he's missed 8 straight games. And there's nothing structurally wrong. There's no damage. There's no ligament damage. So they're going to hold him until Tuesday night, game two.
Okay.
But they're already saying, I've been told, that he can't guard Luka the way he would because they just can't risk him on Luka like that because there's going to be too much strain on that knee. So now Paul George is going to have to do the yeoman's work, the bulk of the work on Luka. I don't know. Maybe they can mix and match some other guys. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like... I definitely don't like their chances without Kawhi in game one. I think Dallas wins game one. And as you know, once you get one up in a series like that on the road, then I got the Mavericks. I just don't think Kawhi's – I think you'll get about half of a Kawhi. You'll get him on offense. You won't get him on defense. So that scares me. And now back to the Mavericks. You said Kyrie has flown under the radar. I think he and Luka have flown under the radar. Because very quietly at the end of the year, they went on a run where they won 12 out of 13.
Right.
And if I look at the numbers they put up over those 13 games, look what Luka did over those 13 games. 32, 11, and 10. Well, those are MVP numbers, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kyrie was 26, 5, and 5. And then the two guys they added at the trade deadline changed their life.
Which playoff teams did they beat in down the stretch?
They weren't playing some bad teams. I'll give you that.
I'm just asking you.
But P.J. Washington looked like a player to me because he's 13-7. And Daniel Gafford, I've never seen anything quite like Daniel Gafford because over those 13 games, he made 70 of 89 shots. You ever hear of this? Because that's 79%. Over 13 games, he made 70 of 89 shots. That's impossibly great. Nobody does that. That's like inhuman.
Shaq-like.
Yeah, it is Shaq-like. And then that Derek Lively missed some games at the end of the year. He lost his mom and he had a knee issue. Well, now he's back. And all he is 7'1". He's a rookie out of Duke, but he is lively, literally lively on the defensive end. So I don't know. I just think they're playing at a higher level than a team that has a big question mark hanging over Kawhi Leonard right now.
But the Clippers are going to have a question mark, much like Paul said anyway, because nobody believes in the Clippers, regardless if Kawhi is on the floor or CP3 or anybody. It's just there's something from that error of the past ownership that still affected them.
They had a point. You know, they had the James Harden trade, and when he first got there, it didn't go well. Then all of a sudden, it turned around.
No, it took off for a while.
Wait 11 games.
But after that, they went on a tear. You remember?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Everybody, they became the favorite at one point in the season.
Yes, that is correct.
They were a favorite to get to the conference finals or the finals. And then I just don't know what happened. Even before Kawhi went down, they just weren't playing well.
Well, they lost about four games in a row.
Yeah, before Kawhi went down. Yeah. They started not playing well again. So it's a story.
And then they started playing well again.
So it's just like this is what I'm saying about the Clippers. You don't know which team you're going to get. And it's like that. I feel like that about James Harden sometimes. You don't know which James Harden you're going to get. You know, one night he'll be the ultimate scorer where he gets you 40, but then I think he starts deferring the next game and wants to turn into this passer. And you know, he's the best of both worlds with the scoring and passing. But he has to make a decision on when it's time to score and when it's time to be that passer. Now, without Kawhi, I truly believe he has to be the old James Harden of old. He has to have a flashback. And I know he's capable of doing it. He still has the jumper. He still can get to the basket. He can still get fouled.
Have to do that night in and night out, though?
If there's no Kawhi for them to get past Dallas,
why? Why couldn't he do it one or two nights and others chip in?
We saw that in Philadelphia though.
But that's a different team.
Yeah, but he got the MVP.
And different players.
He got the MVP with him.
But you just said the MVP against Harford and them and the Celtics didn't show up.
He's stars winning this game. But you can't win series without your stars. Is James Harden a star?
He's a star.
Is Paul George a star?
I would say absolutely.
Okay, they got two stars still, even without Kawhi.
Yes.
They have to show up.
James Harden is the insurance policy for the Clippers, like you told me an hour ago. Porzingis was the insurance policy along with Drew Holiday.
He's no longer insurance without Kawhi now. No, he has to be there.
Why?
He has to be one of the guys now. He can't.
But that's what the insurance policy is for. You to be one of the guys. He has to step in.
Like James Harden in game one has to give you like 25 and 12. Like I believe that.
And you don't think he's capable of giving you 25 and 12?
I do believe that.
Okay.
I do believe he's
capable. So if he gives you 25 and 12.
But he has to do it. He has to do it.
I think he can do it. How could he not?
Well, we'll see.
He's been in these moments before.
Keyshawn, do you know how many times his star has flamed out in a game 6 or game 7?
But
we don't have enough show left.
But Skip, we're talking about game 1.
Yeah.
We're not talking about game 6.
Well, he scored 45 against those guys
I'm trying to tell Paul. Paul tells me it only applies, again, to the Boston Celtics.
No.
They're the only team with an insurance policy in the NBA.
No.
All right, so Keyshawn, I want to congratulate your man, as you call him, Brody or Brooke or whatever you want to call him. He was sensational this year coming off the bench. He embraced the role. Mm-hmm. He cut his turnovers in half. He was 4 a game last year. He was only 2 a game this year. He gave them 23 minutes a night. He gave them 11, 5, and 5, and he gave them outrageous energy, like the most energy any single player provided coming off the bench in the league. The problem is he once again shot 27% from three, and it was the worst. It is the worst percentage in all of basketball because that's who he's always been, right?
Why are you laughing?
And it's just hard to overcome it, man, because you're just defective because you're going to shoot him. You just know he's going to go up and try it. He's going to try it, and he's going to try it.
At least he's trying.
He tries. He does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Ty Lue got – I don't know how you could get any more out of him, but he is who he's not, and he is flawed from three. So, man, I don't know. I just –
But what he brings to the team, Skip, is you can't measure.
You can't.
It's like a Draymond Green.
Yeah, exactly. No. Like at this point in his career – because they didn't play well when he was hurt. Then he comes back, and they start playing well again.
Yeah, I know.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Those like 11 Draymond Green.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like his infectious energy.
Hey, he is still outrageously athletic.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Explosive. He just is.
He's a voice. Yeah. He's a voice to this team.
Yeah.
In a team that I believe in the past that's lacked leadership, I believe this pickup of Westbrook gave them some leadership. He's a guy that's going to say, hey, I'll hold you accountable. He'll say something to Paul George.
Yeah, he will.
He'll say something to James Harden.
But he's got to be accountable, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So I think that was a glaring weakness of the Clippers over the past year. He brings that. Now, at full strength, I would probably have the Clippers. But if Kawhi's going to be hobbling into the series, even if he plays on Tuesday, I just don't think, you know, he's going to be the Kawhi that they need him to be to beat.
All right, so I think Mavericks. Keyshawn's heart is telling him Clippers, but his head is telling him Mavericks.
No, I'm not in love with the Mavs like y'all are. Y'all love Kawhi. I mean, y'all love Kyrie. I love Kyrie, too. I like Luka, too. But y'all pushing him way. I got him over here talking about they might win the NBA final. I'm like,
who?
Doing what?
Who are you talking about?
The Mavs.
They can get to the finals. They can get to the finals. If things turn the right way for them, they can get to the conference finals. Because look at the path for them.
If things turn right for everybody.
No, seriously. Look at their path. They play the Clippers, right? And then they play the winner of what? Oklahoma and who's Oklahma playing right here?
They Oklahoma.
Well, the winner of tonight. Yeah.
It'll be the winner of the
Sacramento New Orleans.
So I think that Dallas can beat Sacramento or New Orleans in a 7-game series. Then
they might have to beat Oklahoma City, but go ahead.
Oklahoma City. Yeah. But Oklahoma, then dogfight with Denver.
But why can they get in a dogfight with Denver, but the Lakers can't? Nobody has it. And you told me 8 hours ago that nobody in the league could cover Joker, but all of a sudden, a team that is vulnerable on defense in Dallas,
but
they got to answer
really
for Joker.
You really got a legit player that can offset the Joker with Luka. He can give you the same exact numbers. So he's taking
– And AD can't offset him?
No, not with us. That's different.
Oh, so now we're going to throw the assist in there,
too. Yeah. So now when Luka's giving you 35, 10, and 12 points, and – Joker's giving you the same thing. They cancel each other out.
But what makes you think he's going to give you 35, 12, and 10 against Denver?
I'm just saying that's what he averaged. If he's just average versus them, and we know that Luka can be above average. Yeah, Luka can be above average. Man. And so.
I can't. Y'all, especially you, Paul. You pick one. Clipper, I mean, one thing for the Celtics, nobody else can do ever and do none of that. Only the Celtics. They're the only team, Skip. Mm. Imagine if Michael Jordan was playing right now. I'd have to deal with it. Michael's the only guy that can ever do this, and the Celtics are the only team.
Yeah. Well, he bleeds green. You got to give him that.
Man, what you want me to do?
It is greatest of all time here on Undisputed. As always, on Friday, 11:30 Eastern, it's time for Wayne's World. Time to get Lil Wayne's thoughts on the Lakers. He loves as much as his Packers, more than his Packers.
It's not about all that, Skip. It's not about all that. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Okay, before we get to Lakers Nuggets, need to get your thoughts on the Zion injury, which came monumentally, as you well know, with the when he had tied the game with 3 minutes left. Your thoughts on what happened?
My thoughts on what happened was, man, that was interesting.
It was very interesting.
Very, very interesting, yep. Man.
Okay.
Also, I don't know, you know, he pointed at the stomach.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, nobody noticed. He pointed at the stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody saying nothing about that. He pointed at the stomach when he caught, when he looked at his bench. He pointed at his stomach. And then I thought he had to use the restroom.
Oh. Uh-huh. No?
I really did. Not trying to be funny. I thought that's what it was. Because the look on his face was like, not in a good way. Not in a good way.
Uh-oh.
It's not. So, with that said, then everybody know their body. I know athletes, and I know for him not to come back out there, that means something ain't right.
Something went wrong.
I fear that is a little deeper than whatever they're telling us. Because for him not to come back and also not to play, is if they make it playing, come on now, that's serious.
And he was balling too.
And
he was, man, had the game of his life.
Best shape of his career.
Yeah.
Okay, do you win that game if he stays on the floor?
No, I mean Lakers do it. Yeah. Let the Lakers win.
Lakers win?
Yeah, we
do. Oh, that's what he thinks. Well, you're not sure about it.
No, I'm not 100% sure, but I doubt that he would have been able to. What was it, 3 minutes left?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
We was up.
95-95.
We were tied. That's right, we were tied.
Tied the game.
96-96 or something.
Yeah, I think we'd have pulled it out. Because we was, outside of that, we had control of the game the entire way.
But you didn't have control of him, man.
Two good words, control. He didn't have control. When he was driving to them, every time he was doing them little rough drives to the, it was either hit or miss, foul or charge. It was either foul or who you want to give it to, ref. You want to give it a charge.
He was
just putting his head down. You like to say.
Bully ball.
LeBron put his head down, but you got to pick your head up when you get to the goal. He just put his head down and just go.
Yeah, I think we could have pulled it out. I think we could have pulled it out.
We would have.
Well, he somehow scored.
We did.
It got tight.
It got tight on the end of the seat. Now, Wayne, no question about it, my seat, I started at the end of the couch. Before you know it, I was sitting on the floor texting with Ball because it got, you were a little nervous.
I wasn't mad if we were lucky. We wouldn't, I wasn't tripping like that.
No, we would have had another shot, but we'd have probably lost to Sacramento, too.
Not only Zion, there's all the injuries in the playoffs, period.
Mm.
Like all the superstars.
Exactly, yeah.
We lost Jimmy. We lost Giannis before, the playoffs start. Now Zion.
Kawhi.
Yep. Hopefully he's back. He's not playing game one.
He's still playing a little bit.
Kawhi. It just really takes the air out of a lot of the playoffs when your superstars get hurt.
So far, only one on the East, and that's Jimmy.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, Giannis before him.
Jimmy might pop back up. Jimmy.
He's capable.
He popped back up, though. He did. It looked like
he did.
I thought he ripped his knee open completely.
In the fourth quarter. Like, they ain't taking my time.
No, I know, but when he fell down in the first quarter.
It was horrible.
I thought he was done. Kept playing.
Okay, your Lakers are 7.5-point dogs tomorrow night at Denver in game one. What shot do you give your Lakers in that game?
I got every shot in the world. Come on, let's get. We match up with them people great, and we getting them early. Nobody's tired.
Match up great.
Yes.
How?
Four close games.
Against us, Jokic averaged like 20 and 10, and against them, AD averaged 20 and 10.
28-12-12.
No. And then I say against them.
14.
Against them also.
14. That was in the playoffs.
Also
in those four games.
Austin averaged 16 against them. He averaged 16 to 10 against them.
But what they got to do is Skip, and I hate to admit to Skip, but it's a different year. Last year, he wasn't ready to take certain shots. Mm-hmm. This year.
It's his shot.
You may want to defer to him a little bit more in certain situations. Last year, I wasn't doing it. How could I do it? A dude just came from the G League, man. I can't do it.
He did.
He's won the confidence of LeBron. Clearly, you can see that. He spoke about it in the postgame. Austin Reeves, I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. LeBron trusts him so much more
so
now.
He don't be the X Factor?
It's not about being the X Factor. Skip, will you tell him what he shot in the fourth quarter, please?
In those four fourth quarters combined, he made 8 out of 10 shots and 7 out of 8 threes. That's hard to do.
The whole point is they didn't let him shoot the ball down the stretch nearly enough.
So four fourth quarters, mm-hmm. so 10 shots. four goes into 10 two times.
So it's not enough. It's not enough.
It's not enough. LeBron didn't allow him
a little Kansas education. I see.
So he went one for two. So he needs more shots.
You got to have some more shots.
So five shots.
Give him some more shots.
All right. Five shots. Give him five shots. How many he'll make?
He might not. He almost made me cuss. He might knock down three or four of them. Four or five. Give him six shots. Seven shots. I mean, give him an opportunity. Okay. You got to give him an opportunity,
we
though.
We match up with him real well.
So, all right. So, who's the third best player on the Lakers? D'Lo. It's probably D'Lo, right? Or Reeves?
It varies.
The third best player is the score.
Player.
You know what?
Man, it could be Rui.
Hey, Rui is in that conversation.
It could be Rui if you're talking about player. Because he's going to play both ends of the floor. So if you're talking about just player.
Rui or Michael Porter Jr.?
I mean, you know.
Is that a wash? Is that a wash?
It's kind of hand in hand.
Is it a wash?
It's kind of hand in hand.
Okay. You like the name Michael Porter Jr. That's what you like.
Rui brother ain't just get banned from the league, so he ain't got all that on his mind. That's all I'm saying.
Touche.
That's all I'm saying.
Bet on the hard eight.
That's all I'm saying, man.
All right. So Aaron Gordon or Rui then? Aaron Gordon or Rui?
It's still a wash.
Rui.
Or it might be Rui.
Rui.
Okay.
I don't need Aaron.
I'm going to give Aaron Gordon this. He does defend LeBron at a high level.
You
he does.
Say this.
Well, he just does. He makes it hard on him.
Because
he's so big.
He's big and physical.
LeBron don't dunk on that boy. That's a skill.
Okay.
But if you doing it that way, though, Paul, one for one, then it's even.
But I like how Paul look at how you be saying if they cancel them out. Yeah, I like that.
But that means that it's even. Like he's saying,
if it comes down to your two stars, AD and Bron versus Jamal Murray and Jokic, who's averaged 28, 14, and 12. So let's say AD.
That's what he averaged. Not against us. Against us, he averaged 20 and 10.
This year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if AD can cancel them out. Which he can't. He can't. Because the assists, he's getting, say, 20, 10. They both get 20, 10. If Joker gets 12 assists, that's 20 more.
But why does those 12?
He can match it with them blocks.
But Chris Paul. Please.
You always do that, too.
Yeah, I always do that. Because I always, Paul, if you're saying that you can't cancel the 12 assists out, that's the only thing you're saying, right? You just saying the 12 assists. Because AD can score. And he can rebound. And he could defend.
Which adds to the block.
Which add to something Joker really doesn't do. He's not a rim protector.
Good point.
Joker, though.
But
that's what he needs to defend.
I understand that. But Joker can't. But Joker can't defend him either.
Oh, we got people that can defend him, though.
So this 12 assists, you put that, you put that, you slide that over. That's 24 points.
But that 12 assists,
that 12 assists canceled on LeBron.
I understand. No, that's not true.
Prince can guard. Prince can guard Jokic. Rui could get on Jokic. We got
bodies at it. That's not true, though, Paul. Because you say it's going to cancel him out.
I got a better chance at guarding Jokic.
Paul,
he'll get the same numbers.
The 12 assists is going to cancel LeBron out. You act like LeBron is giving one assist. He getting 12, too.
You talking about Magic James?
All right. So that's 12 assists is 24 points. James is giving you 24 points. So the X factor now is Jamal Murray. So now his 24 points coming to play.
That's the thing.
But LeBron is giving you assists, too.
Murray averages 9 assists versus the Lakers this year.
You forgot that we also have two guys that can be the X factor, according to me.
We got to get your thought.
Okay.
Who wins the series? I think you're going Lakers, right? Okay. And what?
Six.
Lakers and six. All right. So do they win game one?
The Lakers win game one.
Okay. And probably not game two, but you come home 1-1, right?
I'll take either one of them games.
Okay. Win a six.
I'll take either one. Okay. Just give me one, because if we come home...
When's the game? Saturday?
Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And all right.
By the Saturday, way, Monday?
Well, right. Yeah, Saturday, Monday morning. Lakers plus 12. Lakers
Wow.
I'm giving them Lakers plus 12.
For a dinner.
A lot of that is that leprechaun mess.
I know. Tell that every time that. Told her not to nitpick. Told her I'm too lit.